This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Fake news played a role in this election. Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Speaking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, who's ready to dive into an existential hour two of the Robert Scott Bell Show? We are back at it here and asking the big questions. We may or may not answer them tonight, so be ready. Be ready. Super Don, we came across a very interesting article or series of articles about agnosticism or spirituality, just putting things in perspective in such a way that really piqued Super Don's interest. And we decided to experiment with existentialism. I don't know if that's accurate for me to say it that way, but questions of existence. We've talked with Dr. Rasha Bitar over the years in his book, The Nine Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. He talks about one of the causes of disease is spiritual toxicity. Now, what does that mean? It probably could mean a different thing for everybody. But it to me, it's a disconnect from that. What do you call it? How do you call it? Creation, right? That which is created us all. Now, everybody's got a different belief about what created us. Some people believe nothing created us, and a bunch of monkeys on a typewriter happened to accidentally invent an IBM computer, and poof, we were appeared just like Kelly LeBrock in Weird Science, and suddenly we're all here. I know. There's all kinds of perspectives on life.
I'm unfamiliar with the typewriter theory. That's a new one.
You don't know the
me.
Typewriter theory?
No.
It's a random act of monkey.
Which came first, the monkey or the typewriter?
Well, that's right? True. Then you got to keep going back. Of course, it can hurt your head if you get to think of this. Now, I will acknowledge my pathway in this lifetime was one of spiritual searching for meaning, for purpose. Now, I had had a physical body that I was born with that was functional, but also ravaged with modern medicine, as I was to later learn. And so I was overcoming always, racked with elements, ailments, and symptoms always met with drugs. So there was an element of suffering in my young life. This is not me going play the world the violin. That's not why I'm saying it. I'm just sharing my journey. And when I found a deep spiritual meaning to life, which I felt I always had access to, but I needed to have some experience to get there, it changed everything for me. Let me just say that. It was something that was transformative in that when I found purpose and meaning to my life, it made getting through the rough and tumble times a little bit easier, maybe a lot easier. Maybe not easy is the right word, maybe simple. These are the confusing things when we tackle spirituality head on or try to communicate it with our minds and with our language. It can be maddening. And Super Don is here because if I get too definitive or maybe what's the word that I would say, overconfident about a statement and say, like, for instance, when I say the mainstream media 100,000% of the time is wrong, 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 all of the time, right? Super Don's here to call me to the carpet, right? Aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
I am.
You do that rather well. And so we all have beliefs about life. We all struggle with those beliefs from time to time. And we have experiences that either shatter those beliefs or strengthen those beliefs. Some may say those beliefs can manifest into a dogma if you align yourself with a 501c3 church, synagogue, mosque, or whatever, you know, religious order or a cult or sect that you want to belong to. Now, this isn't an indictment of any of those things necessarily or a judgment on it, but it's an honest query, and Super Don is always honest about this, the inquiry, the willingness to question everything. And are we willing to go through life being agnostic about things? Not so definitive that we know it all, right? How often is it fun to hang out with the know-it-all? That is a real question.
It sucks.
It sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah. I hate
know-it-all, right?
I hate them. They make me crazy. And, you know, there's no better know-it-all group than the skeptics.
Yeah, that's right? The irony. Yeah, those are like the anti-religion people, funny enough. They're worse than anybody that proselytizes within any religion.
As we have pointed out, and if you ever want to drive a skeptic crazy, mm-hmm. you talk to them about their religion. And they'd be like, what are you talking about? What do you mean? I don't have, and their heads explode
right.
when you try to point out the fact that all they've done is they've traded religion for atheism. Atheism is a religion, mm-hmm. you know? I mean, it is. And what it is that, you know, they believe, they're as you would define as a church of biological mysticism,
mm-hmm.
It is, you know?
Yeah.
It is a religion, so.
But Super Don, you know, I have a lot of beliefs, you know that. We've been together on radio for a long time,
sure.
and I have a lot of strong beliefs. And I have even some level or degrees of certainty about certain things. For instance, the superiority from a health perspective, biological support mechanism of eating clean food.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I'm pretty certain about that. Now, am I so certain that if, you know, God appeared to me right now and said, no, you got to eat GMO. Yeah, I'm that certain. You got to eat pesticides. I'm just going to admit that right now.
But,
I have a dogma
all
about
right.
that.
Okay, but and here's where, man, you know, I mean, this. I'm so glad that we're talking about this and that we're giving this, you know, basically the hour, you know, to mm-hmm. talk about this topic and related topics because it's not something you could do in 10 minutes, okay?
No, it's not.
You believe that eating clean and using natural remedies are superior to pharmaceutical and allopathic. Yeah, I get that. But are you doing that strictly on faith? Are you doing that because you read that in a book and it said, this is better than this? And so you said, you know what? I believe that because I read that in a book. Or is
that's
it something...
a fascinating question. It is really a good question because so much of what we do in life is based on reading about it and not necessarily experiencing it. And for me, of course, I learned about it from a mentor, a teacher, right? And, of course, that teacher could write words down and I could read about it. But ultimately, I put those words, those teachings to the test. And, you know, and this is where, again, how many religions are there? There are as many people as there are. And I can argue this with even 100 people in the same church. If you drill down enough, you will find nuances to their belief system that will be different from one another. They might have some basic, broader perspectives that they agree upon, but again, you drill down. And this is the point of proving the beliefs in your own life. And it works for you. And if it works for you, I love that it does. You know, I'm not a proselytizer in that same way that I need to convince everybody to believe the way that I believe. And I think that's why we get along, Super Don. Even though I have strong beliefs and perspectives, you don't see me beating people over the head because they don't believe what I believe. I mean, we'll make fun of some folks if they, you know, they're kind of dunderheaded about things.
Sure.
Steve, you can take a drink now. But, you know, there's a perspective of a libertarian principle. Perhaps maybe I'm a dogmatic libertarian. Maybe I could say I'm too strongly in the belief for liberty that I would allow others to live according to their beliefs as long as they don't hurt me or anyone else.
Yeah, well, and I think at the end of the day, that's where we both stand, where we both, I think, are brothers in the cause here, which is, you know, you can do whatever you want to do. You want to go out and get a vaccine? Sure. You know, here's my point of view. I think it's the wrong thing to do, and here's why.
Mm-hmm.
But if that's what you choose to do, then more power to you, and we can still sit down and talk about, you know, the movie that we like or the
right.
sports team that we like or whatever like that.
And I'm not going to tackle you when you're mowing the lawn because I disagree with you.
No, yeah, and I'm telling you, did you see that guy, he pled not guilty?
Yeah.
It's like, how do you plead not guilty to that? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Insanity. But, you know, something that came to mind when you were talking earlier about how the reason why you believe the way you do about natural medicines and things of that nature is because, you know, it's something that you put into practice, right?
Yes.
Now, there are people, and this is where this is going to kind of get, this is going to make things kind of controversial, because there are people out there that have gone out, and let's say they went and they got a vaccine, right? Mm-hmm. They said, I'm going to go get a vaccine because I don't want to get the flu, right?
Yeah.
So they went out and got a vaccine, and they didn't get the flu. Mm-hmm. Now, what has that done to that person? That person got the vaccine. They did not get the flu. They did not get autism. They did not suffer from heavy metal poisoning. They don't have neurological damage. They're okay. Now, that person's belief now in vaccines is based on what they sense as putting it into practice, right?
Sure. Sure.
So,
and to add to that, Super Don, somebody who believes in natural medicine for their cancer and it doesn't work for them and they die, a family member may come to the conclusion because of that experience that all natural medicine is bunk.
Exactly. So where do you go with that? How do you explain that? How do you know? I mean, each person's journey, their own experiences, their own research is where they base their belief. And if somebody believes that chemotherapy is the cure for cancer, we can disagree. But for that person, if it worked for them or they had a family member who it worked for them or something like that, they're going to base that belief on their own experience, and they have a right to feel that way. But where this comes down to, and the reason why this show is so important, is it's not about trying to force people to believe the way that we believe or make them change their mind because we, you know, beat them over the head with facts and things like that. It's the right to choose.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this is about. That's where this, you know, the power to heal is yours. You choose how you choose to heal yourself, because that's
why,
how it should, right?
You know, if I have a fundamental core belief, it's in spiritual freedom. And even as I look back at the origin of the American Republican form of government, it was to limit government so that the people could experience the greatest imaginative, creative life that they could lead with limited interference. Unlike previous governments that had set themselves up to be the gods or the go-between to God, and in that way would control the people, in fact could steal from them. Wait a second, that sounds a lot like our government today. Dagnammit, we talked about that with Jonathan Eborn. We're not living up to our high spiritual ideals here in America. Perhaps in many other places around this planet that's true too. But those who do, those who love a creator, whatever you call that, with all their heart, they tend to be loving to other people.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing. To be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, are we going deep? We dove into the deep end, I think, tonight, Super Don. We're talking agnosticism, being agnostic about everything. It's like it's questioning everything, right? Being open to possibilities as opposed to being so dogmatic that you miss something beautiful and extraordinary in your life because, you know, you have the eyes that have been narrowed. You're wearing blinders of some kind. And this is a touchy subject because some people, they really rely upon horse blinders to get through life because without them, it's just life is too traumatic. For me, growing up ill much of my life, having symptoms of pain and inflammation and different things that I struggled with, I still function, but in my body, it wasn't free of symptoms. It wasn't free of pain much in my young life through my young adult years. And so part of my journey was to seek a way out of here. Now, that wasn't me saying, I want to commit suicide. It wasn't that. It was like, well, spirituality would be something that would help me be released from the pain and suffering. That concept. I wasn't thinking about ending this life. But it was just like I would go to a mountaintop and contemplate on my navel these concepts of, you know, being on a cloud and being away from it all. And as I began to dig deeper into what it means for me, I found it was quite the opposite of what I initially thought. That spirituality was diving deep into the deep end, going down into the valleys, not hiding in a cave and contemplating on your navel away from all of life. That the real stuff, the real spirituality happens in concert, in connection, in the friction, and all of the stuff that we are here to experience. And then this guy, Jordan Bates, I guess this is your new big fan of Jordan Bates, this guy that wrote about this agnostic thing, and also he wrote another article here called 10 Spiritual Things People Do That Are Total BS. That kind of, probably the headline grabbed you immediately.
Yeah, well, I mean, how do you pass that up? Because, you know, gosh, everybody has their own definition of what spirituality is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people are people. Mm-hmm. Humans are very human. Okay. And they make mistakes. And human nature sometimes gets in the way of whatever that, you know, that pure spiritual path and journey is.
Yes.
And in this day and age,
yes,
their spirituality, like anything else, can become co-opted.
Super Don, have you ever told your spouse you're not being very spiritual right now? Have you ever said that?
No.
All right, I'm going to tell you.
Dare.
Dude, okay, all right. I'm just going to tell you because this number one on the list says, you know, the people do this stuff, right? They participate in spiritual activities to make themselves feel superior to other people. I'm not saying everybody does that. That's not the point of this, but you might find somebody. You might have found yourself. And I'm going to acknowledge some of these things in my journey, that there have been times where I dove headlong into what I perceived to be spiritual, and that I would be judgmental of other people who weren't being spiritual according to what I was believing. And now it's a joke, you know, like if I'm angry or if my wife gets angry, and I'll try to lighten the mood and say, you're not being very spiritual right now, right? I'm joking, of course. It's not serious. But that concept, it really, that theme is bleeding through this 10-part discussion of this article, because there's some good ones here. Not the superiority part, but we got the idea of using spirituality as a justification for failing to take responsibility for their actions or their inaction. This is a big one. You know, there's a certain point, Super D, where we might come to a conclusion. It's like, you know, this place is crap. I'm not going to do anything. And some of you might think that I've said that when I say don't go out and vote. But I don't say that. I choose not to because I perceive the engaging in that activity diminishes me, and actually it makes me part of a criminal enterprise. I've come to that conclusion. That is not what I'm telling you to do or not do. But if you utilize spirituality and say, you know what, I'm not going to participate because I'm just, you know, I'm above it all. It's kind of that thematic element that is removing yourself from life and immersing yourself in it. And as I choose to live differently, it is not because I'm removing myself from life, but I'm so deeply embedded in my deeper understandings that are mine, not better, they're mine, that I've chosen to live certain ways that I wouldn't say would be right for anybody else but me.
This is an interesting one. And, you know, the example he gives here, it's just, I don't know anybody who's done this. I don't know if you have. But the example that he gives here, he's saying, you know, somebody who's, you know, just doesn't pay their rent, or they neglect their personal relationships, and the reason they do is whatever, man, reality is an illusion anyway.
It is what it is, right?
Wow.
I get it. There's a point where you don't have the energy to, at the moment, to kind of figure it all out. You're just exhausted from it all, and you can surrender in a different way that the atheist can't. That is surrendering to that higher power, to that creator. And there is comfort there, and there is grace there.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
for a no-cost MRI review and to learn more. It's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're talking about agnosticism. You know, this is the questioning of everything. You know, and this doesn't defy anybody's religious beliefs. Honestly, it doesn't. We're asking the questions and talking about a very interesting article about, it said, 10 spiritual things people do that are total BS. This is according to this author, and we're talking about it. The third one I can honestly say I've never done. Right? I'm going to be self-effacing about the things on this list that I go, yep, I'm guilty of that. Mm-hmm. I've done that. Number three, adopt new hobbies, interests, and beliefs simply because they're the latest spiritual fad. Never in my life, because I was so not into fads, I would almost do the opposite on purpose if it was trendy. You know, if it was joining a group in a certain way, because everybody, I didn't want to do that. I had an independent streak, and you know, my mom loves to, you know, she was very independent, and, you know, I'll credit her a lot of that as well. That it put this stubborn independent streak in me, that I wasn't a joiner or a follower. I was going to, you know, kind of find my way, find my path. That didn't mean I was going to not interact with people and do stuff with people, but I wasn't going to join because it was the latest craze that everybody was joining in on. I have a sense that, Don, you weren't like that either. Could I be wrong? Was there an earlier time before we met?
Yeah. Well, yeah, before we met, definitely. You know, I mean, everybody goes through, I think, well, maybe not everybody. Maybe you're one of those exceptions to the rule. But especially when you're younger, you're very easily influenced and you want to kind of be accepted and you want to find your group and stuff. So, you know, those kinds of fads. Now, in the spiritual realm,
yeah,
this isn't something I really found or had any experience with. And I'll tell you, it wasn't until I first moved to Southern Oregon, and there's a town here, a great town down in Southern Oregon called Ashland.
Yeah, I love that town. Cool, really neat place. Yes.
It is. It's cool. But the thing is, you can go through Ashland, and you can tell once you've been around these people long enough, you've got like the true blue spiritual crunchy granola people.
Yeah, the earth muffins. Yeah.
And then you've got the people that are into this, this guy points out, the spiritual fad.
Yeah.
These are the people that they'll wear yoga pants, not because they are practicing yoga, but because they're the thing. I mean, yoga pants, those are the big thing, right? You know, or drinking, he puts it down here, drinking, and I still can't pronounce this word, ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca, yeah.
Ayahuasca.
Right.
Or, you know, you go to Whole Foods and you buy, you know, the organic stuff. People will do that, and they don't know why they're doing it, but they're doing it because it's a fad.
Yeah, I can't do that.
A good example mm-hmm. would be when, I think it was Jimmy Kimmel, went out and did one of the Man on the Street things, talking to people about gluten-free. You remember that? I think we even played the audio on the show.
Yeah.
And it's like, people were like, oh, yeah, gluten-free. I'm gluten-free. Yeah, absolutely gluten-free. But they didn't know what it was.
No.
The definition
like
of
I said,
it. Or,
I'm way too pragmatic for that. I just, there has to be some purpose beyond just joining the fad. I mean, like I said, by the time I'm caught up with whatever the fad is, I'm wearing it because it's silly looking.
Right. Now, listen, I'm not going to fault somebody. Now, listen, if somebody goes out, there's a saying, fake it till you make it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe in that to a certain degree that,
sure.
You know, let's say you don't know. You don't have a sense as to where you want to go with your life. You want to be spiritual, but you don't quite understand it. And so you might do some of these things because you associate them with spirituality. I'm not going to fault anybody.
No,
for
that's
doing
experiential,
that.
Though. I mean, I think we're talking about perhaps as a motive for just joining to be cool. I'm such a nerd, I can't be cool. So I'm not even going to try. I'm not even going to bother. But number four on the list, I'm going to own. I went through a phase, I don't know how many years of this, and number four on the list of spiritual things people do that are total BS. Judging others for expressing anger or other strong emotions, even when it's necessary to do it. Because I had the wrong-headed belief that emotions, particularly like anger, were somehow not spiritual. Again, I joke about it now because I've been through that. I've been there and said, you know what, I'm above that. And I wasn't doing it from a superiority perspective, at least that I know of, but it was sort of like, okay, these emotions hurt, and perhaps I don't want to feel anger. I don't like the way it feels, right? And so it wasn't so much suppression as I didn't want. So I said, you know, that's not very spiritual. So I had this machination in my head. Where it came from, I don't know. But these are the beliefs that somehow maybe came in with me that I had to kind of burn out. And now I can embrace these emotions and recognize them for the righteousness at times when, you know, they're appropriate. And they are appropriate. So that's another aspect of that on number four, I believe it is. Judging others for expressing anger or other strong emotions, even when it's necessary. So yeah, I've been there. I've done that.
I think everybody has. And if I understand this correctly, basically he's taking issue with people who feel like they are spiritual and enlightened.
Mm-hmm.
And who will judge somebody and say, well, you know, if they were enlightened like me, they would be angry. And that's not true. You know, anger is a normal, it's a natural, it's a human emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't express it, now that doesn't mean we're condoning people to walk up to other people and hit them with a baseball bat. Okay.
No.
That's the wrong way to do it. You know, there's a right way and a wrong way.
But you know, I went through, for whatever reason, I went through that phase. I had that wrong-headed notion, right? That, because part of me, as I said, wanted to get beyond it because of the body I had and what I had suffered through. So I perceived, hey, maybe I could get beyond it through that mechanism or that way. And that didn't work. That definitely didn't work. Number five on this list, using spirituality as a justification for excessive drug use.
This is one I'm unfamiliar with.
Listen, people that, you know, performs a sacred cannabis ceremony 17 times a day, right? Because it's spiritual, right? Doing ayahuasca every day, psychedelic drugs, LSD as such. This was never me. Not judging myself one way or another. It just wasn't me. I didn't find that helpful or beneficial to utilize those substances to somehow be spiritual or somehow have spiritual experiences.
I do know of people who have described the use of some of these substances as a way that it opened doors for them mentally and spiritually. And you know what? Look, I don't care. This is where the libertarian comes in, where it's like, okay, you want to sit in your living room and eat magic mushrooms to go on a spiritual journey to whatever. That's fine. I don't care. It doesn't hurt me. It doesn't, you know, I mean, as long as you're responsible about it. But, you know, like anything else, these things can be abused and they can cause problems. So, in the way that this Jordan Bates is writing this, you know, it's like he's talking about, he even talks about cannabis as being seductive, habit forming. And yes, there are some people that can get into trouble in using cannabis and stuff like that. It's all about common sense.
I think it's the irony, too, of me wanting to escape because of the ailments I suffered from. I never went to drugs. You know, I was on plenty of pharmaceutical ones. But there was something in me. Again, I don't know how to explain it, except we have a continuity in life that perhaps goes beyond just this lifetime, and that gets into, you know, other beliefs and systems and dogma. But number six on the list, again, I'm going to own this, overemphasizing positivity in order to avoid looking at the problems in their lives and in the world. I looked at the world, and I thought, you know, I felt the weight of the world on my shoulders as a youngster, right? I really looked at it and saw the suffering, and it hurt my heart. And it still can, but at a certain point I had to recognize that, you know, I can't save everybody, right? You want to, as a healer, you want to help everybody to get well, and that was a lesson I had to learn, particularly when I learned to be a healer, that there are people that aren't sincere in wanting to be helped. But also the overemphasis on positivity, like if somebody is going through something, it's sort of an offshoot of the anger one, but if somebody is sad and depressed, and you say, oh, don't be sad. That's not a good emotion again. It kind of plays on that emotional thing and says, you know what? That's not going to be good for you. And it's like that positivity can make you sick if a person is around you and doesn't, there's no compassion there. There's no willingness to just sit and listen and allow. And I've had to learn that in my life, that people are suffering and there are depressed and even people on the verge of suicide. It isn't that you need to say, don't be, don't do, but you can sit there and listen and allow these things to phase through. As opposed to say, you must be positive or else.
Well, yeah, and then don't focus on the negative, right? And it's like, yeah, you know, there are extremes in everything. And this is definitely a place where a lot of people go to an extreme where they think that if they experience a negative feeling or a negative emotion, that somehow they're failing. And that's not true. Negative is a, you know, without negative, there isn't positive. Okay. I mean, there's a natural order of things. It's how you deal with those negative things, and you don't want to get stuck in this thing where your head's in the clouds and you're so busy at trying to be positive that you completely miss things that are going on in your life or around you because you look at it as something being negative. Something can be negative, but you can deal with it.
Yeah.
In a positive way, if that makes sense.
It does. But Super Don, there was a point in my life where I was digging deeply into the dark underbelly of who and what controls things on planet Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, if I go back to my belief system now and I go to God and say, no, that supersedes all. But at the same time, there are mechanisms by which humans have done evil things to control other humans and do horrible things. We're learning a lot about that now. It's very hard to be totally positive when you're seeing the vicious, ugly things that humans are visiting upon other humans, particularly children, right? And right. So there was a point in time where I was so deeply immersed in this study that I didn't want to get out from under the covers. I got so genuinely scared.
Well, and this is that perfect example of that was when we started getting into the medical kidnapping stories. Mm. And if you recall, I mean, that threw me for a loop for like a good six months.
Yeah.
And you have to learn how to process and deal with that. Do what you can, but you know, understand that the universe is going to deal with those things as well, and you can't put all the weight of that on your own shoulders. And this what we're talking about here plays perfectly right into number seven, mm-hmm. where it talks about repressing unpleasant emotions that don't fit your spiritual self narrative. Where again, it's like you can't repress those things. You have to deal with those things, process those things, and put it in context and come to terms with it. You can't just ignore it or suppress it or stuff it, because that stuff doesn't go away. It doesn't disappear. You're going to have to deal with it. And if you stuff it and try and repress it, it's going to come up tenfold at another point in time.
Yeah, something I've had to learn this lifetime as well, allowing it to happen. Now, for me, that great spirit, that life force, some people call it the Holy Spirit, the divine love aspect of life, that is what allowed me to get through these things and continues to allow me to look at the things Super Don has to research for this show and still maintain a positive outlook.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, how do you perceive life? You're wearing your own goggles, right? Through your own experiences, and then you begin to see life through your experience, ultimately. Now, some people will see life through other people's experiences, or as we started this hour with Super Don discussing different aspects of spirituality, agnosticism, you know, just willing, being willing to question everything. And I found that being open is allowing me to see deeper into my own experience and strengthen, in fact, the things that in many cases I already know to be true. So, this should not be, I say should not be, but it could be for some people feeling to be threatened by a discussion like this. I'm not. I embrace it. I know you do, Super Don, because it's fun. It can be engaging. And again, if it gives you a deeper understanding of why you're here, who you are, it can only be helpful to you, I believe, ultimately in this case. But again, I'm just sharing with you some of my beliefs as we discuss this. Now, there's a number 8 on the list that says feeling a deep aversion and self-loathing when confronted by your shadow side. Now, this is the hard part, too. Once you get to a place and space where you feel in that love and you want to be that love all the time, what happens when you're not feeling it? Do you get down on yourself and become, you know, overly berating of self, right? Or you begin to have feelings of even hatred of yourself. And in feeling maybe that's spiritually appropriate, right? To not, and because I feel like that disowns the concept of love and self-love that the DACA detox talks about all so well.
Yeah, and this is actually something I can relate to because there was a point in time in my life, and you know we've talked before, and some people have actually taken some pleasure in seeing the way that I, for a period of time, was dealing with, the skeptics.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I was able to do that the way that I did was because there was a time in my life where I was one of those guys. And I was a total narcissist. And it took some life experience mm-hmm. where I had to get kicked in the teeth to see how I was and who I was. And that was a tough experience and a tough period of time for me because I did go through a deep aversion and self-loathing when I was confronted with that.
Yeah, your darker shadow side, as it's called here.
Yeah, yeah, and it sucked. It really did. Now, I came through it on the other side, and that's,
and
you know.
I am so glad that you did. You can't imagine how glad I am that you did.
You know, so, you know, I don't think that it's bad to go through, as long as it's a temporary situation. You know, natural emotions, you know, once you see something, once you realize that you're not the big Mr. Wise know-it-all.
You process it and get beyond it, though.
You process it, you get through on the other side, and you become a better person as a result.
Right. Now, this next one is excessive tolerance. You find yourself in a bad situation because you've been too tolerant of people. And I will say that I've been guilty of this. I'm like, you know, we just got to get along, right? Those people who are wanting to force vaccinate you, they're really good people. They don't mean it. They don't know better. No. This is where spirituality can get you killed, wrong spirituality, where you believe you have to be so tolerant of people that are willing to abuse or even harm you and your children. And that's where I've had to learn to draw the line and stand up and say, you know what? Self-defense is righteous and spiritual.
Yes. No, it is. You know, I mean, and you can't blame anybody else, you know, in that situation. So, you know, you've got to have the power of discernment, right?
Yes. Discrimination, yes. Rightful discrimination. Last one, Super D, we got a minute or less left.
This is a good
one.
You
want so badly for various spiritual practices to be correct that you disregard science entirely.
Which we do not do on this show.
We don't.
Contrary to what some people may accuse us of, we do not disregard science entirely. It's just, whose science are we talking about? Are we talking about junk science? Are we talking about corrupt science? Are we talking about narcissientism? I haven't used that word in a long time.
I love that word, yes.
Yeah. Is that what we're talking about? Or are we talking about the real scientific method? Because you know what? Spirituality and science do go together really well.
Mm-hmm. I agree. As I've said so many times over the years, that where modern medicine went wrong is not their love of so-called science, but their abandonment of spirit and spirituality. That is where allopathic medicine has gone wrong, and they've just wiped it out. Those who are deeply spiritual are often laughed at and ridiculed within medicine. Now, once they get out there and start integrating it, perhaps they can get by. But, my goodness, what an interesting discussion, folks. Super D, thank you for encouraging us to do this tonight. I really did enjoy it.
Yeah, it was fun. We'll do it again.
And I'll continue for a few more minutes off the air with those of you watching on YouTube. I'm checking out your comments, and we'll do some more. Thank you, Ben, on the board. We'll be back heading into the weekend tomorrow because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.